State officials say Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency in response to a ransomware attack that affected 10% of the state's 5,000 servers and shuttered many state agencies this week, including the Office of Motor Vehicles. Paul Braun reports from Baton Rouge.
Deputy Chief Information Officer Neil Underwood told the legislative committee that more than 1,500 individual computers were damaged.
This was a sophisticated and coordinated attack. This was not some malcontent teenager in their parents' basement somewhere.
Underwood provided few additional details on the perpetrators, but said the attack likely originated outside of the United States. He said no ransom was paid. The attackers didn't gain access to the state's sensitive data because of the quick decision to shut down external access to the servers. But Underwood said that decision may have caused a wider disruption than the breach itself. State officials are working to minimize the inconvenience. For his part, Underwood says he expects all state agencies to resume normal operations by Monday morning, including the reopening of all OMV offices. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
Health officials say a second person in Louisiana has died of a vaping-related lung injury. It's the second such death in the state this week. The state's first one was reported Monday, the second one today. The Louisiana Department of Health says on its website that 32 people in Louisiana have been diagnosed with the ailment since August. Patients have ranged in age from 17 to 71. Investigators with U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention haven't found a single device, ingredient, or additive in common among nearly 2,300 illnesses reported nationwide since March. Elements they're investigating include a thickener used in THC vapes. The state agency says 15 patients reported smoking a combination of nicotine and THC. The department is advising people against vaping. Governor Edwards says he's optimistic in his ability as a Democratic governor to work with a state legislature that finds both chambers stacked with Republicans. Edwards says he'll work to move Louisiana forward regardless of partisan affiliation and hopes legislators have the same outlook for smooth operations.
If they want independence, that's great, but obstructionism and independence are not the same thing.
4 years ago, a GOP-dominated House broke away from years of tradition in letting the governor handpick the House Speaker. The attorney for a Louisiana teenager who told authorities God instructed him to end his life, so he crashed his car into another driver, says his client intends to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. The advocate reports 18-year-old Jack Jordan was indicted this month on a second-degree murder charge in the fiery 90-mile-per-hour crash that killed 51-year-old Stephanie Payne. Jordan was sent to a state mental hospital in August after he was deemed not competent to assist his attorneys. The newspaper says he returned to court Thursday for a sanity review, but a prosecutor and his attorney told the judge recent medical reports had not been provided to them. He has another review and an arraignment in January. A lawyer assisting a Western New York man is sentenced to 5 years in prison for voicemails he left for two Republican members of Congress, says the man maintains his messages weren't meant as threats. Carlos Bayon was sentenced Thursday in federal court in Buffalo. He was convicted in August of threatening Representatives Steve Scalise of Louisiana and Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington. Prosecutors say the voicemails included threats to feed them lead and warned that they will pay. Bayon has been representing himself with lawyer Patrick Brown appointed to assist him. Brown says Bayon argues he chose provocative language to draw attention to the separation of families under Trump administration immigration policy. Scalise spokeswoman Lauren Fine says the congressman is grateful to law enforcement and the courts for ensuring that justice was served.